This is the Corbin Cast Podcast. Check us out at CorbinFosterMedia.com. That's CorbinFosterMedia.com. Okay, now you can sing along. There you go. Hey! Hi! How you doing, friend? Welcome along. Can you believe it? We made it to the fourth edition. That means we're still together.
What?
Don't forget, this is on camera, by the way.
Oh.
Welcome to the fourth episode of Love in Real Time. I'm Greg.
I'm Nikki.
And we're telling you all about this little journey we're on and inviting you along for it as it unfolds. Giving you thoughts on Christian dating and the pitfalls. Going to share some encouragement and advice. Tell you the story of others and interact with our community of perhaps hurting people who are looking for love in all the digital spaces. And by the way, our Patreon account is up and running. You can interact with us there. We also have a Facebook page. Please feel free to interact with us there. Big thing you can do for us is if you like us. Now, if you don't like us, say nothing. Please kindly keep that to yourself. Remember, kindness counts. But if you like us, leave us a review. Wherever you, whatever platform you're watching us on, and subscribe so you can be up to date when a new episode drops. We originally tried to do these every week. We kind of faltered just a little bit, but we're going to try to stay on track with you all. And we are telling you the story of our relationship that began on the Upward app. That's and cool. I think we've established that well enough. Last time we talked about Valentine's Day, and now we're moving into the springtime, and there are changes happening. And also very, I guess you would say, missional things happening, especially for you. So after Valentine's Day, you were in a hard press to do something that was very important to you. Was it the first time you had done this, or had you done it before?
I have been on a missions trip before, mm-hmm. but this one, this was the first time I'd ever gone out to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. That's right.
And so I was very excited to be able to be a part of this trip to the LA Dream Center. And
so what's the Dream Center?
So the LA Dream Center is a place of healing mm-hmm. and love and support for those who are in need of, I would say, let's start with people who are experiencing addiction of drug addiction, mm-hmm. alcohol addiction, other addictions. Mm-hmm. They can go there and just go through the whole cleansing process and become disciples. And they can go through their program of 1, 2, or 3 years to become clean and sober, and just the journey of becoming the person that God has called them to be, and learning how to live in community with other people who are going through the same journey. And they will work in this center that used to be, get this, it was a place that Hollywood would film horror movies.
Like what, Saw, did you say?
Saw.
Okay.
Some of the Saw movies.
I didn't see Saw, but...
You didn't see Saw?
I did not.
Okay. Well, neither did I, but I did see where the Saw movies were filmed, and it was quite creepy. Mm-hmm. Also...
Kind of down in the bowels of the facility?
Correct.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, really?
Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Yeah, the nails scratching down the hallway of...
Again, haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not talking about Wolverine?
This was way before Wolverine was Wolverine. So, but yes. So there were nuns that owned this hospital, and Paramount wanted to purchase it, offered these nuns like almost $17 million. And there was a pastor, Pastor Matthew, and these nuns sold it to him for like $3.8 million.
You know what happened? The movie theater sent an inquiry out who owns this hospital, and the answer came back, none.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, no. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is not help for me, though.
Yes, there's none help for you.
There's help in the wings of the Lord.
But so, anyway, yes. This massive old hospital has been retrofitted, and there are people living there that have been displaced due to homelessness. There are families. There are people that were displaced during the wildfires in LA recently. And
that kind of became a part of your mission, right?
Absolutely. Working with that. Yes. Working with that. There are also these disciples that are living there, and people that serve, like the team that I went with. There were a group of 12 women from Northview Church that went there to serve for a week.
And as I think about the missional thing, this is one thing that I think drew me closer to you, is that you have a missional heart, that you have a heart to serve others in such a powerful way. Now, that's, by the way, is why I'm wearing this is my California t-shirt that was brought back to me. But it's interesting, I think, as I look back, how this really grew our relationship, you taking this journey, because it really impacted you in ways you didn't expect.
That's correct. I came back from doing work that I never expected to be able to do, and serving in ways that I never expected to be able to serve in, and touching hearts and touching lives that I had never thought that I would be able to impact. And wow. it was just an amazing, wow. It was just a yay God experience.
To the extent that you now sense a calling to return to there for a little bit longer of a period of time, which is going to be probably a future episode of this podcast about what happens when Nikki's away for a month.
Yes, possibly. Lord willing, I'll be going for a month. And so later this summer, Lord willing.
So let's kind of weave this together, because you're in the midst of doing this really powerful mission work, but at the same time, it introduced a new kind of dynamic to us. One of the things you did for me, because I think you knew me, you knew I was going to miss you in our daily conversation, and this was so, so thoughtful. You gave me notes to open every day, which I did. I opened them faithfully. I did not open them in advance, one at a time every day, a sweet little note. Just a really brief little wish for my day, a little piece of scripture that I'm sure was on your heart at the moment that kind of connected me with you. And so even though we did have a little bit of communication while you were in California, that was so beautiful. Now, tell me why did you do that?
I knew that I would not be able to talk to you. We talk generally every day, and I knew that there were days that I may not be able to talk to you, and or our conversations would be so brief because, A, I would be super tired, or B, it would just be in between serving things. And so I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I was thinking about you and that you were on my mind. So.
Yeah. So there was another aspect to this trip that came up, though, that I didn't realize, and that is one of your intentions in being out there was doing a little bit of soul searching about us, or spiritual soul searching. What was up with that?
Well, I just needed to make sure that I was moving in the right direction. And I wanted to be confident in that I was honoring you and guarding my heart mm-hmm. and making sure that I was not just doing this just because I didn't want to hurt you and just staying in this because I didn't want to hurt you, but that I was actually honoring this whole process. And so I was just going to take this week to make sure that I was going to be in this. And so I spent the week just kind of chilling and knowing that I needed to do that.
I know one evening when we talked, you had planned or having a little personal retreat, and it ended up being, you were called into the group again for, I guess, a group spiritual activity or mm-hmm. something like that. Were you able to spend the type of chill time and the prayer time that you had expected?
No, not at all. It didn't really happen until probably the last night that I was there that I actually got to be alone with God and actually just spend some quiet time in just prayer time and thought and meditation and scripture, just really digging deep and getting just the right confirmation. So,
and I take it since we're still together that confirmation, at least you got it, you're moving forward in your prayers and thoughts.
Well, no, I never gotten anything. I was just waiting until we got on this podcast to tell you that, yeah, I'm sorry. This is the last podcast.
So the reason I know you're joking is twofold. That's my Nikki. But second of all, because of what you said that I'm aware of this because I didn't want to present heaviness of knowing that I am emotionally invested in you not wanting to hurt me. But at the same time, I've tried to give you the freedom of being able to say, this is not right any longer. I need to move on. You need to move on. And so that's been heavy for me as well, because I don't want you to ever, and even now, even today here, I don't want you to have to be with me because you feel like you don't want to hurt me. Although I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's important to me that you're in this.
Right.
So, yes, it would hurt. I suspect probably would hurt you as well. You show it in different ways, but I suspect it would come out.
Sure.
Yeah. But we're not there, at least not as of today, which is good. Nope. Okay. So as far as then the culmination of this trip, and again, thank you for my t-shirt and the nice little souvenir from you went to the Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium, which I forget what it's called. I think maybe it is the Dodgers Stadium.
It's the Dodgers, but it's a specific kind of gas station. Sunoco, one of those oil stadiums.
An oily stadium.
Yeah.
So, it kind of gives me, I mean, at some point in the future, I would love to go out and see that area as well. So maybe some future exploration there. But I really felt connected with you in this because, I mean, not only am I empathetic and connect very strongly with an empathy, but at the same time, I was with you on this journey. And, in prayer, I was invested with you on mm-hmm. it. And it was just exciting what God did in your heart. So if you're able to go back, what is your mission? What is your thought at that point in time for what you want to go back and accomplish? Or what is it that God is speaking into you on this?
Well, this will be a great time for me to invest deeper into what they're doing out there.
Okay.
Instead of just having brief moments of just a few hours of nuggets of the tasks, I will be able to dig deeper into more of the tasks and understanding how things happen and why things are happening a certain way. That way, when we send teams out to California, we are sending them out successfully and We are, you know, we are a part of successful kingdom building, and that is, that's what it's all about. And I know that, you know, we can't always, you know, we can plan.
Mm-hmm.
What is it in Proverbs 16:9? Man plans, God laughs. And so we can always make plans. Yeah. But we are, you know, but we've got to be able to pivot and yeah. be flexible. And so, but to, you know, just to be able to go with the flow and know just a little bit more information about what's going on and just to be helpful and things like that. That's kind of, but I just, I'm invested.
Mm-hmm.
And here, what do I always say now?
Have
1,000%. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I am invested in this.
And you know, this I shared with you beforehand, just one of the thoughts that I thought might be kind of a central theme of today's episode is this idea that developing as a couple includes developing our own character. And I'm a big believer in character, developing character, integrity, doing things to, you know, not just walk with Jesus, which is pretty great, but to allow as much Jesus into me mm-hmm. as I possibly can, which I see as part of my character development. And so I think that this is a kind of a pivot point for us in our relationship and in us now figuring out how do we develop personally, continue to develop personally while moving forward as a couple. And I think that's just so essential for those who are struggling to find the right relationship. Is keep in mind, the central thing you need to do is continue to develop yourself, continue to develop your character. But I got to tell you, and you, one of the things that I've struggled with is in your really finding your mission with God these days, I've still felt a bit lost because once I came back from Texas, I was really lost and where did God want me? It was a new day. His fresh mercies were all around mm-hmm. and I was awake to the possibilities, but God wasn't opening the ministry doors for me that I was looking for. And instead of moving into a ministry position, as I'd really hoped, I ended up in a sales yeah. position for a pretty big size furniture company. And I'm really curious, I thought I can tell this part of my story, but when you met me and you saw the effect that this job was having on me, what types of things went through your mind for what my relationship was to this job I was doing?
Well, what I saw in you was, you know, you were wanting a specific type of ministry mm-hmm. and you had your mind set on, well, I see myself in a ministry position.
Right.
And again, man plans and God laughs. You were right on the front lines of the ministry field, right there mm-hmm. in your job.
Right.
You were on the front lines.
And, you know, despite the fact that I saw that on a regular basis in my relationship with the people I work with, it was still just, I think probably the stresses of the job. I did really well at it. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be something I did well. I'm not a good salesperson per se, except I love people. I love relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the ways that I learned to be set loose on that job was just to, instead of trying to worry about, I have to do this and this and this, I just went out and built relationships with every customer that came to the door as best I could.
Right.
But also built relationships with my coworkers to this day. In fact, some of them were very instrumental in encouraging me on this podcast in the early phases because I shared with them the first episode. We kind of released it among friends first yeah. to get some response and had some tremendous response from some of them. And so I loved, it came down to this. I loved the people I worked with. The job I did was definitely, I was very successful at it, but I hated the job. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it was breaking me down emotionally and mentally every single day. And corporate sales environments are a weird thing anyway, because you're working for people who have somebody else's thumb in their back. So they put that thumb in your back even harder. Mm-hmm. And there's also things you have to do in that environment that as a follower of Jesus, I felt uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. But then one of my former coworkers there had begun at a new company, an optical company, gave me a call one day and said, Greg, I know your personality type. I know who you are. I know what you do. And I think this would be ideal for you.
Yeah.
And I made the transition. So over these last few months, I've made the transition to a management level position with an optical store. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I look forward to going to my job in the mornings. And despite the fact that whenever you're working with the public, there's always going to be hiccups and there's always going to be Google reviews of things that, you know, there's still this being able to go in and make it. When I see somebody put on a pair of glasses and they smile, or you give them their temporary contacts and they pop them in and go, I can see now. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. And I guess I'm feeling, even though, I don't know what God has for me tomorrow, and there's always my media work, I feel really missional now in what I'm doing. He's put me among people that I've had some good God-driven conversations with.
Yeah.
Have you seen, how's that difference manifested from your viewpoint?
These are those but God moments in your life. Mm-hmm. Because if you put God in a box and don't allow him to move the way that he can move, then you will never experience him to his fullest.
Yeah.
And so when we just stop allowing him to do what he does best, mm-hmm. then guess what? We will not experience him to his fullest. And so you have, it's like you've put on a new pair of glasses and you can see clearly.
Yes.
And yes. So, but you know, sometimes you hold on to things a little too tight and you just gotta let it go.
Well, and I think for me, I mean, from my perspective of it is that I'm just always hungry to find, to be of use to the Father. And I have some ideas of what I would like to see God do. And I think God actually kind of likes that. He likes us to be on purpose with him. But at the same time, I think part of it is very realistically the grief that I still deal with in leaving the pastoral ministry, because I love doing pastoral ministry work and I miss that, but I'm seeing, and you're helping me to also accept that God is doing different sorts of things. And the neat thing is for us, it opened up something new. Mm-hmm. And that is I no longer have to work on Sundays.
Yeah.
So we get to go to church together.
Right.
Yeah. So I have been experiencing the place where you are actually on staff and at Northview Church.
Yes.
And it's been because it's by far the whooping biggest church I've ever been a part of. And it's for a person like me who is a little bit more low key, and it's been overwhelming to say the least. But I have so much enjoyed being sitting next to you in church.
It's a big church, mm-hmm. but there's just so much that Northview has to offer. And for anybody out there, we've got, 13 locations.
Got the little Northview cup here.
12 locations. 3 are in prisons. Don't go to prison just to go to Northview, please. But
if you're there,
please watch us on Sunday.
So there's a part of this podcast we talked about doing questions, and I came up with a few for you.
Just a couple. Yeah, of which I didn't do my homework. I'm a procrastinator, and he is do all the things.
That's right. I get it done.
He gets her done, and I'm just like, I'm sleepy.
So what I'm going to do, I have just a whole bunch of questions for you here, and I can kind of give you my answer, although I really don't want to answer some of these for myself, but I want you to answer them for you. So some of these are just fun. Some of these are, so part of the idea of this podcast is to encourage others when they're in this dating situation at any phase of their life to give them some ideas for how to have communication with each other. So that's kind of the idea here.
I see. Yeah. But wait, we're on a missional journey right now. So how do we encourage each other on this missional journey?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So love the cup.
Uh-huh.
But the cup overfloweth with questions that we will tackle in a moment.
Uh-huh.
But we're on this missional journey because we just, you know, we're going to church together.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah. You with me? You picking up what I'm throwing down?
I'm stepping in what you're smelling, yes. Or something like that.
So then as you have been coming to Northview, getting used to the flow of services and everything, where do you see yourself? I mean, you are surrounded by opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I know that your work schedule does not afford a lot of extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you live completely on the opposite side of town. And so trying to get engaged with other guys who are Christian men, and that way you have accountability, you know, some men that you can, you know, talk to and be in relationship with, or serving together in, like, we went to an event just yesterday evening together called, it was a SAWS event.
Mm-hmm.
And this event was to raise money for this organization that Servants at Work. And what they do is they build ramps for individuals who are experiencing a disability and they are stuck in their homes and they can't get to their doctor's appointments or whatever. And so, you know, they build these ramps, and these ramps help these. Oh, my goodness. The stories behind these things are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you see yourself? You talk about getting plugged in as a pastor, and but that's not the only mission field out there. Right. Where can you plug yourself in?
Well, and you know, we've talked, and maybe this is another episode, talked about some of the opportunities God has opened up for me on the job, and you know, the good conversations I've had with some folks who, interestingly enough, may not be followers of Jesus, but are a lot closer to him than they realize.
Exactly.
And I've said that to some of them as well, but, I'm still with Northview. I'm still in the really, really, really overwhelmed and lost phase there.
Yes.
And you're right. Being at a distance, it's really hard to plug in. That's a question I do not have a good answer for as we record this here today.
Mm-hmm.
I will be curious to see how that develops over time. Also, it's hard for me to build relationships outside of where I am regularly with people. I mean, even over the course of my life, some of the people who I still stay with, you know, have friendships with today, I was a really good friend with them for a short blast of time and then moved into a different realm. So building those sorts of relationships, and that's a question that I am asking. In fact, I'm thinking, is there a group here in, because just by the way, for clarity, I actually live, it's about a 40-minute drive from where you are.
Yes.
Which is both good and bad.
Yeah.
And with this new job where I am, it keeps me here for a period of time while we figure out how we move forward together.
Sure.
So, yeah, you're right. It's not overly practical for me to find my way regularly there, but I can, I am open if you see an opportunity to explore that, to see what it looks like, but also to say, is there somebody here
Yeah.
That I can connect with in some sort of way.
Absolutely.
As well. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see, look at that. We just solved a problem.
We did.
I think so. Up high, down low.
You're too slow.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't going to say too slow. Okay. What was that, though? What?
It was slow. It was slow. I was doing the slow.
That was weird. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, but I did. I just, you know, I just wanted to ask that.
You're calling me weird?
Yeah. Okay. I am only half caffeinated right now, so... We don't talk about Bruno.
I've had a chance to experience Nikki on caffeine here recently.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's like, So we have a couple minutes left here.
Yes.
I do want to get to at least one or two questions. So just reach in there and randomly draw one, read it out loud, or read it to yourself.
All right.
It'd just be more conducive if you read it out loud.
All righty. Is this for you?
This is for you.
All right. Your favorite book of the Bible and your least favorite. All right. My favorite book currently of the Bible is the book of Ruth. And my least favorite book of the Bible would have to be Numbers.
Mm.
And you know why my least favorite book is Numbers?
Because you're not good with numbers?
Hey! It's because it just repeats other stuff. It's just so repetitive. Yeah. All right. What about you? What's your favorite book of the Bible?
You know, I didn't think about like the Levitical law books and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, but my favorite, First John has always been very close to my heart, but I also love James.
Yeah.
And as much as I draw from the Pauline apostles or letters, just the James and First John have always had a very special place with me. Least favorite, though, Revelations. Yeah, I mean.
It's only one Revelation.
Revelation, you're right. Or Revolutions. Somebody told me once they loved the Bible from Generations to Revolutions, and I'm not sure how to receive that. But yeah, Revelation. So, I mean, I like it, but I think it's just because my dad loved it so much and I was so scared of that book. Mm-hmm. Now, where I have learned to make peace with it is in two different ways. One is with the letters to the churches at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Those are very, but also just this overall message that, and I'm going to offend some of you out there. So please just deep breath.
Don't.
Deep breath.
Just don't say it.
Just that. I don't think you have to have a deep eschatological view.
Just don't say it.
Just to say that God wins.
God wins.
And that's my eschatological. Yeah.
Jesus wins.
That's right.
This is a baby Jesus, but he's not a baby, but it's just a tiny Jesus.
That's right.
And Jesus wins. That's all that matters.
Let's do one more question, and then we'll wrap things up for the day with our prayer. And by the way, encourage all of you out there, if you have questions for us or comments, be sure and interact with us. We'll include information in the comments section of this, or the information section is how you can send your emails to us and so forth. So what do you got there?
All right. Instead of meeting you on our first date, I meet your family instead. What will they tell me about you?
About you?
Wow. They will they will tell you, do not let my mom drink cold brew. No, they will say my mom is funny.
Uh-huh.
She loves Jesus and she will talk to anyone. And she's kind and generous and loving, but don't touch her. That's it. That's what she'll say. That's what they'll say.
Don't touch her.
Don't touch her. She is not. You're touching me. You're touching me. All right. What about you?
I told you when I wrote these, I didn't think about my own answer for them. So this is tough.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I know my sister would say he's been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He's been really hurt and he's a mess.
Okay.
But my niece and nephew would say he's goofy. He's weird. He's fun. He's the fun uncle.
The funkle.
Yes, that's right. And my daughter, if you would have talked to her, would be, I think, a lot more quiet and introspective and not really have a lot probably to add in. She'd be very careful about what she said. That's just kind of her nature. Okay. Yeah, I think those sorts of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, checks out.
There we go.
All right.
All right. We'll do more of these. We'll go to our question.
Sounds good.
Jar on these different episodes.
And, all right.
Yeah, you should see the ones I threw away. So we're going to, as we record, we started recording these having to go back a little ways and bring you up to date. And we're still kind of doing that. But as we move along with these episodes, we're getting more and more into the present, which is going to be really interesting to see how our conversations develop because they're going to be right there in the today. But as of today, we are moving forward. And one thing I will just say is that like our event that we did together yesterday, just I love being with you. And you are such a beautiful person inside and out. And I've come to see that more and more. And the more I see you in action for Jesus and doing what you do and serving others, the more I love you. And the more beauty I see and experience in you. So that's kind of the today thing.
Thank you. I think he's just saying that because I won $250.
Oh, that's right. In the raffle.
Yeah. I won money yesterday in a raffle.
So where are we going for lunch today?
Right.
Yeah. So
well, yeah. I appreciate those words. Sure. And he's always very encouraging and very kind with his words. And I am brief and I will only, if I am prompted and feel like I'm led, I will say those words. I will respond with words when I'm led. I'm not going to just throw out empty words. And that's one thing about me. But if I'm led by the Spirit to anyone, I will throw those words out and they will be Spirit led. And I mean, that's one thing that I will encourage anybody. Don't hold any words back from anyone in your life.
Exactly.
And I mean, if you have something to say, just give those words away. And I mean, sometimes that feedback is going to be good and sometimes it's going to be needed. So just know that, you know, it's got to get out. So it'll be for the health of your relationship, no matter what. Friends, family, no matter what. So, all right.
Should we pray together for our friends?
I think we should.
All right. Let's do that. All right. Why don't you go?
All right. Lord, we're just so grateful for this time.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for being with us on this beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for just strengthening our relationship.
Yes.
And being with our friends, Lord God. I just pray that you will continue to strengthen them. I pray your blessings upon each and every person that's hearing this, is watching this, Lord. I thank you and I speak the mighty and powerful name of Jesus over every single person.
Yes.
And it is in your name, Jesus, that we pray.
Yes, Lord. Definitely agree with those words. And Lord, we draw all of our friends in, those who are in need of healing. And I'm not just thinking of the physical, but I'm thinking of the spiritual, the emotional healing, the financial healing, the social healing. Lord, we speak your name over them right now and pray for your healing and pray that you help us, Nikki and I, to be more and more on mission with each other. But likewise, I pray that for our friends out there, you would help them to find their mission with somebody and get doing it. And may it be so in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this has been fun. Again, contact us. I will put in the comment section or in the note section, I should say, ways that you can contact us. Also, I include on the screen the website for Corbin Foster Media, where you can also find the Love in Real Time page and interact with us there. So there's a number of opportunities. We have a Patreon account. We haven't done much with it yet, but that would be one thing. We have a Facebook account. That would be another way that you can interact with us. And we would love to hear from you if you have questions or comments. Also, if you know us personally, just, you know, well, text me. Don't text her. Text me, and we'll also deal with your comments that way. Well, thank you all so very much for coming along with us for yet another episode of Love in Real Time. I really liked your profile. Love in Real Time is a CorbinCast podcast, part of Corbin Foster Media, corbinfostermedia.com. Come along and say hello to us. Thanks again for joining us on yet another episode. It's been fun having this episode with you.